Every summer for the past 3 years, we've spoken to academics, business people, actors, musicians, and many others about what they're reading, from what's on their nightstand to the blogs they peruse to the books they plan to take on vacation. For the first installment this year of our summer reading series, we spoke with John Doe. No, that's not the pseudonym for someone in a witness protection program. This John Doe began life as John Dukosh. He's founder and bass player for X, the 1980s punk rock band. He's also an actor who's appeared on such TV shows as Carnival and Roswell. Doe lived in Baltimore in the late 1970s. At the time, his favorite escapes were the stories of Raymond Chandler, Charles Bukowski, and other Los Angeles authors. He later moved to L.A. John Fonte's Ask the Dust remains Doe's number one read about the City of Angels.
He's painting a picture of Los Angeles in the mid to late 30s. And the clash between the Latin culture and the Anglo culture, and there's some Hollywood mixed in there, and it's a guy trying to become a writer, and it's just a beautiful character study, and then totally heartbreaking at the end, which is, that makes it my favorite.
Doe also likes to revisit the books of Louise Erdrich. One of his favorites is Tales of Burning Love, which weaves together the stories of several Native American families as they live through two North Dakota blizzards. Like Erdrich and her novels, Doe often uses his songs to address the theme of love.
It's something that has an endless number of variations. Her characters, and I think good characters, are sort of on a collision path, and they're in a moment of crisis. It rises and falls.
Doe is also drawn to Japanese writers. He was pleasantly surprised by Natsuo Kirino's novel, Out. It follows a suburban Tokyo woman who kills her husband and confesses the crime during her night shift at a boxed lunch factory. The murderer and three of her factory co-workers forge a tenuous friendship as they try to secretly dispose of the body.
Murder mysteries are always so dumb, you know, it's just kind of like, turn the page. How fast can you turn the page? How fast can you read it? And how fast can the plot move along and have all the twists and turns? And it's, a lot of them seem kind of rote by me, but this one is terrific.
Michael Chabon's Summerland provided Doe with a chance to draw his then 12-year-old daughter to the joys of reading. He says she devoured the novel, which takes place on Clam Island in Washington State. The island's fictitious western tip, called the Summerlands, has zero rainfall and great weather all year round. In the story, a 100-year-old baseball scout recruits a really bad ball player in a struggle between good and evil.
I mean, it was totally outlandish, but it seemed sort of real. It was totally plausible, and that kind of keeps you engaged in that fantasy.
Warren Brown, Warren Brown.
Actor and musician John Doe. He and his band X recently released an album and companion DVD called X Live in Los Angeles. He also has a new solo CD, Forever Hasn't Happened Yet. To learn more about our summer reading series, please visit our website, npr.org.